USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As businesses reopen throughout the weekend in more of the United States, an overwhelming majority of states are still falling short of the COVID-19 testing levels that public health experts say are necessary to safely ease the lockdowns and avoid another deadly wave of outbreaks. 41 of the nation's 50 states fail to test widely enough to drive their infections below the key benchmark. Among those states are Texas and Georgia, which recently moved aggressively to reopen stores, malls, barber shops, and other businesses. The first stage of Maryland's reopening began when some retail stores were allowed to reopen and the stay-at-home order was lifted, but some of the hardest-hit parts of the states, including the suburbs of D.C., extended their restrictions for residents and businesses. Researchers at Harvard University have calculated that the U.S. needs to test a minimum of 900,000 people per day to safely reopen the economy. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.